What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex Pete.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds,
where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
I like your talk.
Thanks, girl. I was trying to give classy, but you said he's not classy.
That's definitely not classy.
Why?
Why would it be classy?
Because it has a collar.
Okay.
It looks like a little mini blazer.
No, it's definitely not giving mini blazer.
I would have wore this to work when I worked. When I had a corporate job. No, I was going to say I would have wore like a little other shirt, like a turtleneck or something under it.
Girl, though. I am dead.
But I would have wore this to work.
That's why that lady used to mess with you. Clothes that you used to work
she
with.
She was mad because I had that ass.
I'm dead.
She was just jealous.
I'm dead. So what's been up?
Nothing, girl. I had a good week. My mom is here.
Oh, yes, she is.
We took her out to eat for her birthday.
And we had a good time.
Lex bought her some flowers. She called everybody.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Told everybody.
She liked them.
Yes, girl.
Like, it was a big bouquet. They wasn't cheating.
I know.
I spent my
That's
network.
What she said. She said, how many flowers in here? This not 12. I said,
It sure wasn't, bitch. It sure wasn't.
So, girl, she done called everybody in the family. And she like, oh, they took me out to eat. And I had to cut shopping earlier today, too. I had to cut.
Let me tell y'all something. Ms. Barbara not cheating now.
She not.
We went to Little Alley Steak. I looked at that bill. I said, ooh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I told her, I said, you an expensive day.
She is. Mm-hmm.
She was tearing that up.
She had the pork chops. She said, these pork chops good.
And she was tearing it up.
She was.
We had a good time. So, yeah, I had took her shopping earlier that day, and then we took her out to eat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's out here. She been chilling.
Yeah.
And then, what else? Let's see. Oh, I started working with my trainer today.
How did that go?
It's my first day. I think I did good, you know. I feel good right now, but we already know in a few days I'm probably going to be sore. Not really.
Yeah, see, that's what I can do.
I was doing
more. Bitch, like me, not about the run.
It was, we did a mixture of everything today. So we did like legs, core, and arms.
Mm.
But yeah, I didn't do that much cardio though.
Yeah,
mostly like weights and stuff.
Yeah. My titty's too big to be running.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice little workout, though. So, I think I'm going to start going to him maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a week. And then, like, the other days, just work out by myself.
Okay. Look at you getting fine.
Mm-hmm. I got to get back on it because I done gained weight.
I mean, you still look good, though. I mean, it's not like
that weight. True. But I'm, like, 160 something right now. I need to lose like 5 pounds. I've been eating too good.
Life is good. Life is good. This past week, what did I do? I haven't really been doing nothing. I just really been chilling. It was so funny today. Now, before I tell this story, y'all, just real quick before we get into these topics, I don't mean to offend nobody. It was just funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just say that. So, I got up early today. I don't know what Emmy just, like, told me to get up early. So, I got up early, took a shower, did my makeup. I was just feeling good. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like, you know, we always know when you carry yourself a certain way. You know, people tend to notice. So, I'm headed to the studio today. I stop at the gas station. You know what I'm saying? I got my little dress on, looking fine, booty just blowing in the wind. You know what I'm saying? So, this homeless guy walks up to me. And he was like, excuse, he had a stuttering problem.
Mm.
So I was like trying to like be nice about it because it's hard for me. Y'all know I'm goofy as fuck and I laugh at everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, excuse me, miss, can I pump your gas? And I was like, no, thank you. I got it. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just pumping my gas. So he was just like walking around. And, you know, he's still looking at me and shit like that. He was just like, excuse me, miss. He came back. And I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, I just want you to know you bad. I said, bad? He said, bad. I said, bad to the motherfucking bone. And we literally
I'm kidding. That is hilarious. No, my eyes are literally watering.
It literally made my day because I thought he was going to get mad because I was just, you know, it's a natural instinct for me to just kind of clown with people and joke with people. So he was trying so hard to get that bad out.
He
was trying so hard, but it literally made my day. He was such a sweet old man. Then I gave him $3.
Did you give him your number?
Okay, see now you're pushing. You're pushing shit.
That's what he wanted. He said, fuck that $3,
bitch. I gave him $3. I said, don't spend it.
Give me them digits.
I gave him the $3. I said, don't spend it all at the crack house. And he was like, all right.
You did not tell that man that.
I didn't, but okay. He was a nice man. So shout out to him because he made my
You ain't asked
day.
Him his name?
No, I didn't. I was really on the phone.
You could have shouted him out.
I'm dead.
Well, shout out to the man at the gas station with the stutter.
Y'all, and if y'all in Atlanta, y'all see him, y'all gonna know who I'm talking about.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
Now, y'all know the weather is getting cold. It's time to be comfy. I like to sit at home. You just started your workout regimen.
I did just start my workout regimen, and I love Girlfriend Collective. Yes. I actually worked out today, and I wore my squat-proof leggings because I was hitting them squats.
And I wore my squat-proof leggings to sit down and watch TV. So whatever you're trying to do, you're trying to chill, workout, this is the line for you. It's activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, swimsuits, whatever you need. And they're all inclusive. So it goes from extra, extra small to 6XL. So they got something for everybody.
Right. And another thing that I love about it is that once you're done with your gear, you can send it back and they will re-recycle it into new girlfriend wear.
But like, you know, once you done wore it out.
Once you done wore it out.
You know.
Send it back.
Yes. So for our listeners, we're doing something special for y'all. So you're going to get $25 off whenever you purchase $100 or more. So you're going to go to girlfriend.com/poorminds. That's girlfriend.com/poorminds. I feel like we all like activewear.
Yeah, that's I love activewear. I wear that on it every day. Even when I'm not working out.
That's what I'm saying. So go get you some. Y'all gonna know. Okay, so let's get into these topics for today.
Period.
I'm going to let you introduce this one.
You want me to introduce it? I wanted to talk about, like, the psychology behind cheating.
Not you trying to get into my mind.
And, like, not just the psychology behind cheating, but, like, do you feel like cheating is, like, a learned behavior?
I really don't.
Okay.
I think,
So you don't feel like maybe like growing up in a household where like your parents are unfaithful, you don't think they could have like an effect on
a child? Well, honestly, I feel like when parents are unfaithful, they do a good job at hiding it from their kids anyway.
Some.
Because
I have friends who like knew that their parents were cheating when they was kids.
I'll say this. I don't think like a kid is going to see like or know like they daddy getting their dick sucked by Brenda at the office. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to do that when I grow up. Like, I don't think that's
not
like
maybe
learned.
At the office.
I'm dead. I do think, but I feel like cheating all comes from not being satisfied. In whatever areas, I really feel like cheating is something that's personal, and it's something that has nothing to do with the partner. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with, like, your pussy not being good, your dick not being good. It has nothing to do with it. I really feel like it's something, like, personal. Like, you're missing something. You're not satisfied in your relationship with something, so you go start looking for something else. I feel like there is deep psychology behind it, but for me personally, like, when I cheat, I just want to know. I'm trying to see what he's talking about.
Well, you know, there's types of infidelity.
Okay.
I feel like you are a habitual cheater.
Not habitual. I only did it like 10 times.
With you, it's like a force of habit. It's a habit.
It's not a habit.
You don't think it's a habit?
No.
Okay.
Because this is my thing.
Enlightening me.
This is my thing, because I done cheated before. Once or twice in my day. What?
You just said 10 times. That was more accurate.
I'll say this, though. Every time I've cheated, I can honestly say, before I cheated, I told the niggas, hey, you're not doing this. I'm not happy. I was communicating. But to me, you can only communicate with somebody so much before you just kind of be like.
So why just not leave the relationship?
Because I want my cake. I want to have my cake and eat it too.
Okay, so like, okay, because I know of one time you cheated. Well, I mean, I know of a few times. But we're going to talk about one time specifically. When you cheated this time, why did you cheat? Like, was it because, what was the reason? Because I know that you were cheating because you weren't getting no dick. So yes. What made you stay though? So what was the reason why you stayed?
Because I still have feelings for him. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, in the moment, I did love him. I wasn't in love with him, but I loved him. Okay. So, and I knew that he wanted to be with me. So I felt in that moment, like, you know how you be with somebody, you feel like, this supposed to be my man. We supposed to make it work. You know what I'm saying? So even though the dick was bad, I was like, you know what? If we be together, I can have my little side piece. He was minding his business. He was a good little dog.
He was a good little puppy. He was a good nigga to cheat with. Because some niggas start crossing the line and want to be with you. They want to call your nigga. Yeah. Not that I know.
I had him saved on my phone as Pizza Hut. I'm answering the phone. He's talking about, you want that double crush? Not today, boo. Not today.
Also, y'all had like a little lingo, a little call.
You
like,
know what I'm saying?
So he knew you had his name saved. No. Like,
well, he knew I had a man.
But I'm saying he knew you had his name saved in your phone. No, Pizza Hut?
I mean, he did what he had to do. That's all. Okay. He did what he had to do.
He a real nigga. Shout out to
you. But I just feel like sometimes you be in a relationship and I'm not like a polygamist at all. Like, I really don't want that. But I feel like in that situation, I would have had to do that. Just, he didn't know about it.
Yeah, polygamy is a little different. That's when you, like, everybody knows what's
going on. Yeah, everybody knows. So I was
cheating is when that person ain't supposed to know.
No, I wasn't cheating.
They end up finding out, maybe.
I was in a polygamous relationship. He was in a monogamous relationship.
That's not possible. That's you were just cheating.
No, that's not what it was. Because I loved them both. They were both good men. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
So, I don't know. Like, I haven't really cheated that many times. I only cheated once. When I was... I only cheated on my boyfriend once.
Okay.
When I was... I'm talking about, like, really cheating. Because, like I said, it's different levels of cheating or whatever.
But did you suck his dick?
That's what I was about to say. No.
Oh.
I didn't.
You were a nice cheater.
But I wasn't really sucking dick like that back then. It wasn't because I didn't want to. I just wasn't doing that really.
How long ago was this?
This is when I was in college. I was sucking dick, but not like that. Like, I think at the time I probably was like, oh, I'm only going to suck my boyfriend dick.
Oh, that was a good fact. That's a good
I was like 21, 22. Mm-mm. No, I was really like 19 or 20. One of them. Anyways. So, yeah, I cheated on him and I felt super, super bad. And then we broke up afterwards. But I feel like I'm a micro cheater.
What's a micro cheater?
It's another form of cheating.
Now y'all got levels. Well, I'm a macro cheater, obviously.
I told you what you are. You a habitual cheater.
I'm giving macro.
I feel like I'm a micro cheater because, like, I do little things, but I don't really fully cheat. But,
okay,
like,
so
I'll,
what are little
like I'll do little things that'll piss the nigga off to where it's like, bitch, you know damn well. Like, for example, I was on the phone the other day with Hood Bae. We was on the phone. I had pulled up at this place. This dude, the valet dude, was valeting my car. And so he was kind of like flirting with me. Mind you, me and Hood Bae was on FaceTime. So I'm kind of like, you know, talking back, flirting back, being friendly. He on the phone. He like, man, you need to shut this shit down right now.
I know that's right.
Before I pull up.
And he gonna pull up. Ankle bracelet and all. I'm just saying.
Bro.
You better watch yourself.
So he was like, nah, you need to shut that shit down. And then, like, you know how the phone be playing on your speaker in the car? So, like, the valet dude could hear him. Yeah. And he's talking about, tell him he need to pull up then.
Valet, you don't want no smoke.
I told him, I said, I don't think you want
no smoke. You don't want no motherfucking smoke.
Whole lot of shooters.
Okay, so I'll say this, though. I will say this about cheating. To me, everybody likes to define cheating as certain things. Like, oh, cheating is kissing. Cheating is when you get physical. To me, cheating is anything that you cannot do in front of your partner. Like, anything that you can't do in front of your partner that you're trying to hide from them is, like, cheating. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, if it's not... If it's innocent or platonic, why can't you do this in front of your partner? Or why can't your partner know what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if you just go out to eat with somebody, but you have to lie to your partner about it, to me, that's cheating.
But I read something where it said, like, most people, the crazy thing about most people, they only consider cheating physical cheating. I don't.
I don't either.
Cause I consider it all.
Emotional cheating is way worse.
But then I was also reading too that like women feel that way. Like women feel like emotional cheating is worse. And then men feel like physical cheating is worse.
So that's why. Because baby, I'm sucking dick. When yeah. I'm cheating, I'm sucking dick. You are? I'm licking balls.
Booty too?
I mean, well, not booty. That's reserved for my man. At least I saved some.
That's nice of you. How sweet.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't eat his ass. So what it's levels. Angel. It's levels. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, at least I didn't eat his ass. Like, that's for you, baby, because I love you.
So that's supposed to make him feel better. Like, oh, yeah, I was sucking his balls, but I didn't eat his ass.
Yes, because I have limits. I have limits. I'm a lady still now. I respect you enough. I respect him.
How do you respect him and you're cheating?
Because at the end of the day, like I said, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, y'all. We're going to name this episode The Mind of a Cheater. Because I'm trying to get in the mind. But let me tell you,
honestly, every time I've ever cheated, I honestly feel like it's not my motherfucking fault.
Bro, yes, it is. It's not. Because you could just not be with that person if you're not happy. It absolutely is your fault.
Sometimes.
First of all, you're a liar. You sit in here and you lie to the cameras because you absolutely was not happy.
I'll say this.
That time.
Okay, let me say this. Let me use an example.
I just feel like it was, what's the word? You were familiar. It was familiarity.
Okay, yeah, I'll say that. But let me put it in an example for you.
Okay.
It's Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You're making your plate.
Uh-huh.
You got your turkey. You got your mac and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And you got your yams.
I don't like my food to touch.
Okay, that's fine. So you got the little plate that got everything separate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Thanksgiving dinner is not Thanksgiving dinner with just yams.
Mm-hmm.
Or with just mac and cheese. Or just the turkey. You need all three to make you happy. So at that moment, the turkey was cool. The turkey is good. But I need to dip it in that mac and cheese sometimes to get that, you know what I'm saying?
You can't just teach him how to make the mac and cheese?
No, he didn't know how to make the mac and cheese, bitch. But he was still the motherfucking turkey. He didn't know how to make the mac and cheese. And you know we like that mac and cheese.
We do like the mac and cheese. I prefer the mac and cheese over the turkey.
So what I'm saying, the reason that it was not
so
my
fault. So I say that to say, I probably would have left my nigga and then started fucking with my side nigga.
No, because he just wasn't main nigga material. And that's another thing. Like, sometimes side people are meant to be side niggas. Like, not every man is boyfriend material. He wasn't boyfriend material.
Clearly, your boyfriend not boyfriend material neither if you cheated on him.
Well, I'll say this. Like I said, it wasn't my fault. If I tell you you're not giving me enough dick and I'm being vocal about it and I'm constantly telling you, how long do you think I'm gonna go without dick? How long?
You got a vibrator.
A vibrator? I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
I want a cold, hard cock.
Why is it cold? My cocks be warm.
Well, you know what the fuck I mean. God damn it.
But no, okay, so I don't know. Do you feel okay? I have another question.
Okay.
Do you feel like you could cheat and still have morals?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I feel like it fucks with your morals if you're a cheater. How can you be a moral person now, and you're cheating on someone?
Well, I'll say this. I'm not advocating for cheating. I know cheating is
not good. I think everybody has cheated before. I think some people are capable of stopping.
Everybody cheats. But you gotta know how. You gotta know when. You gotta know when. Candy told us.
She did. And I feel like everybody cheats. You know what I mean? But I feel like some people are capable of stopping. Then there's people like you.
I can stop. I don't need that
like,
shit.
Like, I feel like I was once a cheater, but I stopped.
I can stop too.
I'm not sure if you can stop.
But let me tell you, if you do everything you're supposed to do, I'm not going to cheat. If I catch you lacking, I'm out the door.
You're not out the door. You cheating.
But what I'm saying
is... Being out the door is dumping his ass.
But what I'm saying is, if my man expresses to me that he feels like I'm not doing enough of this and that, and mm-hmm. I love you and I care about you, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make sure I try to keep you satisfied. So,
if he physically was not capable of giving you, like, dick every night?
I know he wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. So some things are not just that easy to tell your partner, oh, okay, I want you to work on these. And then you expect them to fix it.
Right, so I go to Pizza Hut. Ain't no big deal. It ain't no big deal. You want it ain't no problem. That's what I'm saying. It ain't no big deal. That's what I'm saying. It's not my fault.
It ain't my fault.
Did I do that?
Yeah,
you did. It ain't my fault. It's really not my fault.
Okay.
That's what I'm a different type of cheater. Now, emotional.
So what makes you a different type of cheater?
Because it hurts me to do it.
No, it don't.
I don't want to go to Pizza Hut.
You a fucking liar, bro. You.
I don't want to do that to you. I really don't. And I'm not, this is really how I
feel.
I will
say this about you, though. I definitely don't feel like you're an emotional cheater.
I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
It really just be about, like,
but fucking. I will say, I might ruffle some feathers with this. I do feel like most women are emotional cheaters.
I think so, too.
I feel like with men,
absolutely,
men just see a bad bitch.
I think
bitch.
That's why women automatically, I think that's why it bothers women so much, you know, when men are unfaithful and then they have an emotional situation with another woman. I think that's why it bothers women so much, because we know how emotional we are and how right. easily we get emotionally right. attached to men.
I mean, I will say men do.
But men
cheat emotionally. We know that.
They do, but I think it's not as often. I think men are very able, like, very much able to separate the two, like, separate sex from emotion, and that's something that a lot of women struggle with.
But do they though?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think over time, that's what, but that's in any situation.
That's all I was about to
say. Over time, you're going to, if you fucking somebody, and let's fucking them is one thing, fucking them raw is another thing. Mm-hmm. So you start having unprotected sex with somebody, eventually over time, yes, it's gonna be feelings involved for both
right.
parties,
right?
But I think sometimes there are men who just go and cheat. Like, yeah. they go fuck a bitch one time.
I do believe that, too.
And I don't think it's no emotions involved in it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like men do that more so often. But a lot of men do emotionally cheat. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Like, let's let that be known. But
I don't think emotion women, was the intention, though.
Right. Right.
When it started. Because,
like,
know?
I said, we being honest, I've been in some situations, but it was like, I had to cut it off because I'm like, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, for a woman, like, if I was married to somebody and I found out, like, you fucking this bitch, you eating her coochie, you telling her you miss
what
her.
What would you do?
You paying her rent? Oh, Lord.
It's funny that you said that, because I was talking to Lynn one day and Lynn was like, that's my trigger. She was like, you buying this bitch shit?
She was like, bitch to YSL.
Yeah, she was like, you buying this bitch shit, like, you buying bitches bags and shit, and you supposed to be my nigga. You embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
Mm. You can get the biggest Chanel. Nigga show up at your door talking about you can get the biggest Chanel.
Whole time he got a bitch.
Mm. What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre and Nicole.
And y'all know we got our first show coming up November 17th in Nashville at Zany's, but it sold out.
The first show sold out, so we had to add tickets for a second show.
We're
doing a second show.
Yay.
The same night. Tickets are available right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not super excited about
look
the show.
Now y'all better get y'all tickets. They gonna sell out again.
So, and you don't want to miss out.
That's what I'm saying. We did this for y'all because we love y'all so much. We bringing it back to back. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets November 17th at Zany's in Nashville. I want to see all y'all. It's going to be so lit. We're going to have so much fun. So we'll see y'all soon.
See y'all soon. We can't wait. But anyway.
But like I was saying, going back to my point, what I was saying is, like, women are more emotional cheaters. So a lot of times when they're missing something emotionally, they're going out and they're looking for something else. They just want somebody. I'll say this. I have a friend. She recently got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And she
damn, how old she is?
She's our age.
That's crazy.
I mean, shit happens.
It does.
But I'll say this. She always says, like, her ex-husband never complimented her. He never made her feel good. And she didn't cheat on him or nothing that I know of. She didn't cheat on him. But what I'm saying is, like, most women in their situation, you're not telling me I look good. You're not making me feel good about myself. You're not praising me. Like, women love praise.
Yeah.
Everybody loves praise. So as a woman, if you're not feeling that, if you're not feeling that, it's natural to go out and look that for that elsewhere.
Remember Maya from Girl?
That's what I'm saying. But for me, I can honestly say I've never really lacked that in a relationship. Like,
Y'all niggas tell you you beautiful all the
yeah,
time.
Like,
I know that's right.
But I'm an expressive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I bring that out in people. Like, I don't mind saying, like, damn, bae, you look good. Who asked you up? Like, I'm going to compliment you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make my nigga feel good.
I've been doing that too, though. I don't really be having that problem
in my
relationship.
And I'm not saying that she didn't do that to him. I was just saying, for example. But I know that I'm I love to compliment people. I like to make you feel good. I want you to feel good in my presence.
Mm.
So that's why it's like cheating for me is like never emotional, because I'm getting everything I want emotionally in my relationship. And honestly, that's most of the times why I stay, because they're fulfilling me emotionally. And it's kind of hard to find somebody that fulfills you. It's just not the
physical.
Sometimes it just don't be the physical.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had a lot of situations where like you meet the most amazing man and he cool as fuck and y'all vibe and y'all have deep conversations.
But that dick.
But that dick
is trash.
That dick just be like, not good. It be like the cranberry sauce.
That's how I cheated on my boyfriend and when I was in college. Because that dick was not fire.
It's giving cranberry sauce.
And that other nigga dick was
fire. That's what I'm saying. So sometimes it just be like that. Like, you need something that's going to really make you. But it's sometimes you get the full package. You get the full package.
Occasionally. I think I've been in like two relationships where it was like the full package.
I've been in a relationship and I was faithful.
Two, and I'm 30.
My relationship I was in before I moved to Atlanta, I was faithful to him. I was faithful to him. I did not cheat on him.
How long y'all was together? I forgot.
We was together for about, I want to say like a year and a half.
Oh, I thought you was going to say like 6 months. No, I was going to say that don't count.
Like a year and a half. Like, we were together for a minute and then it was like, it was just
y'all
like,
was living together though, right?
No. You're talking about my boyfriend when I was like 20. But no, I was faithful to him. But honestly, like I said, if I'm faithful to you, it's up to you, nigga. You want me to be faithful?
You were faithful because he was fulfilling you emotionally.
Physically, he did everything. When I was vocal to him about the things that I was missing,
he fixed it.
He fixed it. So, like I said, I give you a chance now. You're going to get a chance to fix yourself.
So, do you ever think you just will, like, break up instead of cheating?
No.
Break up with your man instead of just cheating?
No.
Because even when you look back at all of those situations, you stayed, but then y'all still broke up. So, you could have just left, obviously. Because you're not with them no more.
I love chaos. It was fun, but did you die? You had a good time. Now you got stories to tell. Let me tell y'all about this whole ass bitch.
Why they going
to
tell a story when they don't even know?
But what I'm saying is,
y'all niggas do not be knowing that you be cheating on them. I be knowing and I'll just be like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've never got caught cheating. I almost got caught one time when I was in college, but I'm a smooth criminal.
I didn't get caught till after. Oh, I lied. I cheated twice.
You the type of bitch that'll tell on yourself.
Me? Bitch, please. I keep shit two players.
I know that's right.
I ain't never telling on myself. Now, I told you how I got caught. I got caught. So, see, I lied, y'all, two times. Mm-hmm. But the second time I got caught, because remember, he got my cell phone. I had gave it, because that was the broke nigga. But that's why I was cheating on him, because he was broke.
I'm dead.
And so I gave him my cell phone, forgot to delete the threads, and then he seen that I was like, fucking this other nigga.
Right. So I'm looking at this article, mm-hmm. and there's like everything that they're naming of like why people cheat. It says, your lives are not intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
You see their differences as flaws.
Mm-hmm.
They've become narcissistic. These are all things that you can.
I do think narcissist people cheat a lot.
Of course. Because it's an ego thing. Like,
it's an ego thing and you just don't care. You only care about yourself. It's all about self-fulfillment.
You know what? I like people.
I've cheated though too.
Like, okay. Like one example says, your lives are not intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
If you're noticing that your lives are not intertwined, that's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
When you see each other, do you disclose meaningful information or hold back? It's important to be vulnerable with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's not me. I'm always vulnerable with my partner. So I literally give you the keys to love me. I'm not a closed book. Like, if I fuck with you, I'm an open book. That's why I said, when I cheat, it's your fault.
Mm.
And I stand by what I say. It ain't
my fault. So it's their fault.
It's their fault when I cheat. It is. Now, some people just cheat because they want to cheat. I'm not going to see like a nigga walk by in the club and he fine and he got money. And I'm just be like, oh, yeah, I want that nigga. That's what niggas do. They can have the finest bitch. That's
they'll
all her shit.
See
and they'll
bitch
see a big booty bitch walk mm-hmm. by and they'll be like, man, I'm going to get
I want her too, though.
I want her too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With me,
I agree.
I'm going to give you some chances. That's why I'm a different type of cheater. It hurts me. It really be hurting me, but I got to do what I got to do.
I can't tell it be hurting you because you sure be smiling.
I sure do.
And kiki.
It's a good time.
Well, so we going to get into the next topic.
Oh, Lord. I ain't good at this one at all.
What do you... I don't really think... think like I'm a snippet of wine. I don't think I'm that great at it either, friend.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Lex P.
And it's your girl Dre and Nicole.
And we are here to tell y'all about the Pill Club.
We love the Pill Club because, baby, ain't nobody trying to get pregnant.
No, we're not trying to get pregnant.
Not right now.
In
the future, maybe, but not right now. So that's why I love the Pill Club. It's easy and it's free. Mm-hmm. And all I gotta do is go on there and talk to a licensed professional and get my pills.
You do everything from the comfort of your own home, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office to go get checked out, then go to the pharmacy. You ain't gotta do that no more. You just do everything from the comfort of your own home. The Pill Club is a birth control subscription service provided by a medical professional, and it's delivered straight to your door discreetly for free.
One good thing about the Pill Club is everybody who purchases birth control from them, they're offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org that also helps women that live in low-income households.
Okay, that's lit. So remember, thepillclub.com/poorminds, and you must use the link to make a donation.
So I wanted to talk about, do you feel like, you know, delaying intimacy, does it strengthen your relationship or benefit the relationship and make it better? You know, studies say that, you know, waiting to have sex does strengthen the relationship and you'll probably have a better bond, emotional bond and things like that.
Right.
We say, get that dick when you ready.
No.
That is what we say.
Okay. But I do agree with the studies.
Not enough.
I don't. But I do. I want to try that for myself.
I tried it before.
And I did too.
And I don't feel like it was that damn rewarding.
It wasn't. So let me say this though. I do agree with the studies because I read something that said, when you're intimate too soon, a lot of things are like dependent on that intimacy. If the sex is good. You know, we all have been dickmatized before. Mm-hmm. You putting up with a nigga shit just because he's knocking your walls down.
Yeah.
Because he the turkey, the mac and cheese, and the yams. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Solid.
So sometimes you deal with a lot of shit and it's not your person, but the dick be fire. Mm-hmm. So when you have sex too soon, I do believe that that does happen. And I do believe that if you wait for sex, y'all can build a bond, right? An emotional, a mental bond. So whenever y'all do have sex, it'll be so amazing.
What if the dick weak? And you waited five minutes.
That's my research. And that was my study. Nigga made me wait 90 days. He said I was pressuring him.
Who made you wait 90 days?
I touched his thigh. He said, I said...
Wait, who made you wait? Who? Oh, really?
Yes, he made me wait 3 months, 90 days. He definitely made me wait.
And that dick was trash?
It was just big, not good. I won't say it was trash. Mm. It was just not. I said.
The audacity of you, my nigga.
And the whole time
we fucking. How you gonna make somebody wait 90 days and then give them some poo dick?
I'm looking at this like 3 months, nigga. 90 days I waited for this? I was highly upset, but I'm not gonna lie. At that time, we had already developed an emotional bond. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stick beside him. And I was like,
But
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The sex did get a little bit better. And we dealt with each other for a very long time. Because I feel like if me and him would have had sex, like right off the bat, like I usually do, I would have cut it off. And I'd be like, nah, that ain't it. Because I've definitely had sex with some guys. I'm just like, I don't care about you that much. I'm cool on you. But I will say, him making me wait, like I said, he did make me
That's
wait.
That's interesting. I've never dated a guy who, like, made me wait. Anytime I waited to have sex, it was because that's what I wanted him to wait.
Well, at the time, he was a very, like, spiritual person. He's a very woke person. And he was trying to change his life. Because he had a sketchy past. I'll leave it at that. But
what my pussy got to do with that?
That's what I was saying. I'm trying to put this time on
it. Now, why are you in it?
Exactly.
Or why are you not in it?
And I was being punished. He wanted to do fun. He talking about, let's go to the museum.
We going to fuck in the bathroom?
Well, I'm looking at Mozart like, where is that dick? I'm trying to act interested like, oh, this piece is so beautiful. I'm trying to be deep and shit. He meditating. I'm meditating. Mad as hell.
Nah, see. He out of line for
that
shit.
That's what I'm saying. But like I said, honestly, I went through that situation.
Y'all dated for a while because you feel like you had to wait. So y'all built an emotional connection. We did.
And it was a cool situation. But honestly, that situation, I guess it just scarred me because I'm like, what's the point? Because we didn't even work out anyway. And then I always say I've been in love one time. Mm-hmm. I've been in, like, I have love for people that I date. I've been mm-hmm. in love one time. My ex-boyfriend that I lived with, and we were together for a very long time.
That relationship was very toxic.
It was very toxic, but that was the one time I can say I honestly experienced love. Mm-hmm. And we had sex on the first night.
I too was in a relationship for like 3 years. What is years?
Years.
3 years. Okay. And we had sex the first time we linked up. And that was my nigga for a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
And so we had a great relationship. Like, that was really my partner.
The research is not standing for me.
It ain't standing for me neither. But it says you have a more satisfying and stable relationship later on. So I guess if you know, looking for a very long-term type of situation, or maybe if you're looking to get married, then that's the way to go.
Okay, let me read this. It said, compared with those in the early sex group. Early sex group is people like us. We in the early sex group.
Which is?
Fucking.
Which is, you either have sex before dating, or you have sex less than 1 month after you start dating. Which is crazy to me, though. Well, no, I mean, that is early. It's the next one that... Yeah. Threw me for a loop.
So let me read that. So early sex, like you said, is before dating or less than 1 month after they started dating. So they said, compared with those in early sex group, those who waited until marriage, it doesn't specify if they were a virgin or a celibacy or whatever, but it just says those who waited until marriage to have sex with their partner. The relationship stability is 22% higher. The satisfaction is 20% higher. Sexual quality is 15% better. And communication is 12% better.
12% ain't that much.
It sure ain't. Because these numbers don't mean shit. Until I start seeing 80, 90.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Give me some good
Until
stats.
You can show me some real stats.
I'm not
I don't
convinced.
Give a fuck about our communication being 12% better.
I sure don't.
We can take it or leave that.
Text me good morning. That's that 12% right now.
Period.
The fuck?
But now I was interested though to find out that late sex is between 1 month and 2 years of dating, because I actually would still consider 1 month early sex.
Yeah, that is early, but I guess
or even 2 months early. That's early.
But I no, 2 months ain't early.
That is
60 days.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I done paid my rent later than that. That's fucking no. 60 days, that's a long time now.
60 days, not that long. It just, to me, also, too, when it comes to sex, I feel like it's also dependent upon how often you see in a person.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because if you dating somebody for 2 months, say you dating a person for 2 months and y'all don't live in the same city and y'all only went on like 2-3 dates, well, then 60 days and then on the fourth link y'all fucked, that ain't really that long.
A fourth link? But we live in other cities?
I'm saying y'all live in other cities. Y'all can't see each other every
week. It ain't
going
down like that.
I mean, well, y'all could, but that's a lot of
it ain't going down.
Delta Sky Miles.
If we live at this age, if we live in other cities, I already know I want to fuck you. If I'm letting you fly me out, I want to beat. So as soon as I land, nigga, drop them draws. Not playing with your motherfucking ass. I'm not going to see Mozart no more, niggas. Not playing with y'all motherfucking ass.
I don't know. It's like, so you don't go nowhere no more without...
No, if y'all
even
see
in
me,
the States,
if you see me in Germany, Switzerland,
in the
Jamaica,
States, bitch,
bitch
in
you
the
can
States.
See me in Orange, Texas, I'm fucking. You can catch me in Jackson, Mississippi, I'm fucking.
Wasn't we just there?
I'm fucking. If a nigga fly me out, I'm fucking. I'm not flying out.
No, we
nigga
was in Jacksonville. I'm stupid.
So we were somewhere, bitch.
You was not fucking.
I wasn't because I was working. But if I wasn't,
you would have been fucking.
I'm fucking. So therefore, if you date somebody in another city, that the rules really don't apply with somebody in another city.
I feel like they apply even more because you don't really know that person.
No, we're on the phone.
But
we're
I
talking.
Will say this,
we're
though.
We're forced to talk on the phone.
Yep, I just had a revelation. Mm. Whoop, whoop. That's a resolution, my
bad.
It's
all right. It's I okay. know what you mean.
But yeah, so I just had a revelation. I did. Remember, what we call? Didn't we call him Donkey Kong?
Oh, yes. I remember Donkey Kong very vividly.
So, remember when I started dating Donkey Kong? That's when me and you first became friends.
Yes. And you used to listen to his music.
Okay, anyways. So, we were talking. We used to talk every day. Mm-hmm. And then when I came, remember, I was like, ooh, Lex, I'm about to come see him. I'm about to come to Atlanta and see him. But I'm not going to fuck.
She called me that night like, bitch.
Oh my god, girl, and you should see his crib. Like, he picked me up and I Ashley and Martin. Hold on, girl, hold on.
Yeah.
Girl, let me call you back.
I already knew what time
no,
it was.
No, so yeah, I didn't even make it through the first night, y'all. Like, I didn't even make it through the first night. Like, he picked me up from the airport. We had smoked the blunt. This one I used to smoke weed. We had smoked the blunt. Ooh. And then I was horny as fuck. And we start fucking.
That's what I'm saying. But it's different whenever it's somebody.
But we had been talking for maybe like 2 months.
You talk
and then
more.
I talked to him even like then we kept talking even once I moved to Atlanta.
But so. I'll say this, when somebody lives out of town as well, you don't know when the next time you're gonna see them. It's just different. Like mm-hmm. I said, I'm not about to waste my time. You think if the flight is over 97 minutes. I want that dick.
But do you feel like, okay, if you're looking for something more emotionally rewarding, mm-hmm. do you think you should wait?
No, we can watch Titanic.
Because I will say those situations I was in.
We going to get very emotional. Jack, he going to shed a tear. We going to have that bond. You watch Titanic with a nigga,
now
he going to
my heart will go on.
You watch Titanic with a nigga, he going to be like, I never cried in front of nobody before.
Titanic is very heart riveting.
That's what I'm saying. All you gotta do
a tear jerker for sure.
I'm putting y'all on gang. You want an emotional bond with a nigga, watch Titanic with him. He gonna be like, damn.
And he's on Netflix right now in case you wanna catch
you. Like, man, he gonna be like, man, that's Celine Dion. That shit hit different. That's what I'm saying. The emotional bond can be built. I don't put time. This is how I am. Honestly, all jokes aside. I've learned not to put time on anything. You can meet somebody and in an instant, that be the person that's your person forever. Then you can meet somebody and y'all don't click at the time. And then 3 years later, y'all might meet and it might work. Then you have some people who are married for 30 years and they finally just give up. And then they end up hating each other. You can't put time on anything. Time doesn't matter.
So you feel like all this is some bullshit.
All of it is some bullshit. Do what you feel. If people were more honest with their emotions, we wouldn't even have these problems.
Period. If that pussy start tingling, fuck that nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my philosophy.
If I love you, I love you. Why do I have to wait a 2 years to say I love you?
But I will say, with some dudes, though, I be having to feel people out.
Yeah, you do got to feel people
out. You know,
out.
Like with some niggas, you do got to feel them out. And it's not even about trying to be like, oh, you got to wait 3 months before we can have sex. But it done been times where I have waited to have sex
and
with a dude. And then, yeah, after like a few days, I was like, thank God I ain't get that nigga no pussy.
Right. No, I
you
definitely
know, so
agree.
I think sometimes it is worth waiting.
Well, I'm talking about, well, I'm not talking about in those situations. I'm talking about
but
situations.
But are you saying like when you meet somebody and y'all just have like this
yeah,
amazing
and we're already,
chemistry?
Yeah, and we have chemistry. We fucking, but they're like, this nigga
well, no,
done.
Y'all not fucking yet. You no, thinking about fucking him.
Well, no. I'm talking about people that are already fucking because I'm kind of getting off topic here.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm saying is y'all, because Killa said this. Shout out to Killa. This is actually her pinned tweet because this is something I don't understand.
Mm.
This nigga done ate your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ate your pussy. Spit in your mouth. You done ate his booty hole, sucked his dick, put every part of his body in your mouth. But y'all drawing the line and saying I love you or I care about you. It's like, and even if we don't work out, but in
but
this moment.
But who does that? Y'all be really out here doing it? You be doing it?
No.
If I'm doing all that to a nigga, I'm telling him, nigga, I love you.
Yeah.
And he be telling me, I love you too.
I know.
Like, we be
But what I'm
in
saying
love.
Is how society is.
Not really, but we gonna say
but
it.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't see the purpose. Because like she said in her pen tweet, she was saying, the day y'all buy a dog or a cat or whatever, you be like, oh my God, I love him. I love him. I love him. So it's like, it's a fucking dog. You can't do this to a human being. You can't fuck with a human being. And I'm not saying we have to be in love, but if I'm fucking you and I'm doing all this stuff to you, we going on dates, we going on trips. Obviously, I have some type of care and love for you.
Not so necessarily.
In a lot of cases. I mean, lust and love is a great
Lust line. And love is two different things, but I feel like people could absolutely go on vacations and do shit with people without loving them. Sometimes you only doing that shit because you want the gratification of what it brings you.
Well, when I say love, I'm not talking about, like, in love and, like, being deep in love. But in that moment, like, I love you. Like, I'm not with you. Yeah.
No.
And I'm not, what I'm saying is, like, it's not being in love. Like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But it's like, you know, you feel them emotions. What's
Bitch,
the problem?
I'm just happy we outside. I'm just happy we out the country. That like I love you.
But all this waiting and shit, life's too short. I'm not waiting for shit.
So you just gonna do?
I'm gonna do what
you
want to
do it when you ready to
period.
Do it.
And as long as you don't make me call Pizza Hut, we gonna be straight. Amen. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And y'all know we here to talk about HelloFresh.
It's fall. I hate going to the grocery store year-round.
Yes.
But especially when it get cool outside.
Everybody cooking.
The grocery stores be packed and it's cold. Mm-hmm. And I got to load all that up in my car. I don't feel like doing all that. So one good thing about HelloFresh is that they deliver everything to your door, mm-hmm. pre-portioned ingredients. You don't have to guess. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is cook it.
And then you can choose from everything from vegetarian meals, calorie smart choices, extra special gourmet options. And for the girls who really can't cook and they don't know what they're doing, this is really for you because you can't mess it up.
Right. And HelloFresh is also 30% cheaper, over 30% cheaper than shopping at the grocery store.
Now, that's crazy.
So, you know we love the same money.
You know what I'm saying? You actually made that crispy Parmesan chicken.
I love me a little Parmesan.
Bro, it was so good.
It was so good.
It was crispy on the outside.
The chicken was fresh. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to HelloFresh. We love us some HelloFresh. So yes. All you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/PoorMinds14 and use the code PoorMinds14 for 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/PoorMinds and use the code PoorMinds14 for 14 free meals and free shipping.
That's a lot of food, you know? Amen. Period. All right, so now we going to get into the bed. Hey.
The bed.
Bow.
The bed. Bow. 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 Bow.
Okay, so for the bed today, we always talk about love languages, you know? It's words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Gifts. Physical touch. Quality time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Words of affirmation, gifts, quality time. We already said physical touch. I don't know. It's one
anyway,
more.
Y'all
look it up.
So I think a lot of times, like we were saying earlier, I waited 90 days to have sex with this man and it wasn't good. But we have a lot more information now.
Mm-hmm.
I was young. I was like 24, 25 in that situation. I feel like now it's important to know somebody's sex languages.
Mm.
Like, you need to know what a person likes in the bedroom. If you care about a person and you want that shit to work, the sex languages
you gotta know what turned them on.
Are just as important as the love languages. Because I love love, obviously. But, bitch, I like to fuck,
know.
Too. I told y'all earlier, I'm fucking. So I need to know, you need to know my sex language. So we know a lot of y'all aren't educated on the
on
sex,
the sex languages.
So we're going to educate y'all on the sex mm-hmm. languages and let y'all know what they are. Y'all can identify which sex language is yours.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read the first one?
Sure. The first sex language is fun. It says the fun sex language person's pleasure is accentuated when you mix fun with sex. This person is going to enjoy spontaneity, various locations, and creativity during all phases of sex.
Okay. Does this fit your description? You like stuff like this?
Yeah.
So, this not me.
I definitely done had sex in some wild places.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. So this definitely fits me.
I'm old.
I'm always ready.
Bring me home and put my ass in the bed.
Put
me
ready.
No, not me. Put me in the bed, bitch. Don't be trying to rub on my leg at no motherfucking roof, Chris. Don't touch me on the elevator. Don't ask me to suck your dick while you're driving. Take me home.
I will suck a little dick while you're driving.
Maybe.
No, you better not start swerving, though.
My back hurt. You know how much you got to...
Because now you're putting my life in danger.
That's what I'm... I can't even bend down right now. And then my titties. My titties long, bitch. Titty might drop, hit the gas. Now we going 80 in a 40. You can't drive. I'm trying to pick up my titty and roll up the other one. It's just too much. It's too much. I can't do it. I like to be.
I like fun. Fun is definitely one of my sex languages for sure.
I like
fucked in some very odd places, like the bowling alley.
Yeah, like that was a little extreme. That
bowling alley was there,
and it wasn't a nice bowling alley.
I ain't put my booty on nothing.
Mm, you put your booty on him.
Yeah, but not on nothing else.
Mm, and she just got done bowling, so I know he said, bring it here sweaty, because I love it when it's funky.
Bowling is not even no activity that make you sweat, bitch. The fuck?
That booty big. When y'all, ladies, if y'all got a fat ass, you know sometimes your booty just be sweat for no reason. It don't even be hot. You just feel a little. Y'all know.
Stop no, bitch, front. I don't know. Your that's booty, you. That's your story.
I'm saying that because my booty's sweating right now. Motherfucker, hot. Okay, so let's go to sex language number two is desire. Desire sex language person's sexuality is heightened if they feel pursued and wanted. They love you planning their sexual time and encounter. Their pleasure is you really wanting them sexually. I would say this is definitely one of mine. I love to feel wanted.
Okay.
Like, I don't necessarily like plan sex, but I definitely want to like know that you want it. Like, you're the kind of person, you're going to have sex at the restaurant. I want to know at the restaurant that you ready to fuck and it's time to go. You see what I'm saying?
I might have sex. Bitch, that was my past life. God damn.
No, I'm not judging. I am not judging.
I do not, for the record, I do not be fucking at Ruth Chris no more. No more.
That chicken wasn't the only thing getting stuffed. Because, baby. But, yes, I would say desire is something that I want. I like to know when a man is, like, ready to fuck. Like, when he lets me know, like, when I get you home, I'm finna tear that up. I like to know that.
I like desires. I mean, I guess desire would be a love language. But I feel like, are people out here having sex with people that they don't desire?
Well, what I'm saying, well, they're saying, like, they're vocal about it.
Okay.
Like, you feel pursued and want, like, they're pursuing you. They're letting you know, like, when I get you home, you looking so good, this and that. Like, they're, like, letting you know what they're about mm-hmm. to do. A lot of people sometimes, they just have boring sex lives. Mm-hmm. Like, they go have dinner, ride home, they're just listening to music, talking, and they get home and they fuck and they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, you know, the buildup. I think desire is, like, the buildup to sex. Yeah. That's what I'm taking it as.
That makes sense.
Okay, so sex language number three is pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So, if your partner's sex language is pleasure, they will want to learn how to please you. They want to experiment as to what gives you the most pleasure during a sex act. They're exploring, and being explored takes sex to a whole nother level for this person. So I think this mm-hmm. is one of my sex languages mm-hmm. for sure.
Right.
Like, I think I'm a pleaser.
Oh, you like to please the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that turns you on.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it as what you like.
Lil Wayne made a song about this.
What?
I got a bitch named Keisha. She a real dick pleaser. Oh.
Mm, not a dick pleaser.
That's what he said.
I thought you were being classy today.
Penis pleaser.
I'm dead.
You gotta use the
now,
proper
see,
terms.
This is pleasure is where things get a little tricky, though.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I'm a pleaser, too. Like, who wants to have sex and you not pleasing your partner? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I think this should be everybody's love language.
Yeah, but it's not.
But
it's some
really
people
not.
Only look out for some. First
and
of
most
all,
of
men.
Time it's men. Yes.
Men.
Men. But this should be everybody's love language. You should always want to satisfy your partner. But this can get a little weird, though.
Why?
Because if you're communicating and you're experimenting on what gives them the most pleasure during sex, like, what if a nigga say, like, I want you to play with my toes and play this little piggy went to the market and shit? Like, then I'm like, this little I'm riding the dick backwards. I'm doing cowgirl style. I'm playing with his toes, and I'm not even turned on. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to start kink shame. I don't want to kink shame, but some niggas like, you want me to tickle your feet while I'm riding the dick? And I'm just kind of like, I'm not enjoying this.
I don't think no nigga wants you to say this little piggy went wee, wee, wee
all the way home. He might.
Why
he wants
you
to go
wee, wee,
wee, wee, wee to the gooch. He might want you to do that. It's a story time. Niggas get turned on by the weirdest things now. And you know that. So that's why I said pleasure.
I really don't.
Pleasure.
I don't feel like I've been in no situations that's that weird. That's weird. Playing with a nigga toe, saying little piggy.
You look like you said little piggy when you was sucking that man toe.
No, I didn't.
What you said?
Nothing. I was sucking his toes. Mm-mm.
See, that's pushing the line for me.
What?
Sucking a man toe.
You will suck. You won't suck a nigga toe, but you will eat his ass.
It's a section. That's a G spot in there.
It don't matter. It's an ass dookie come out of it.
Now see why you gotta say it like
that. Don't shit come out of nothing come out of a nigga toe, bitch.
Feet don't, are dirty, they're on the floor.
Bitch, he took a shower.
He just got out the shower. Clean too.
He just got out the shower. Clean.
You know what? You're kink shaming right now.
What if he farted in your face?
You know
a toe can't fart in my mouth.
Now see how you take shit too far? now Pootie Tang gonna like this conversation. Y'all remember Pootie Tang? So let's change the subject because he's going to pop up in my DMs. You rang. I heard you was talking about farting.
My ex-boyfriend was from New Orleans and he used to say fart.
Okay.
That's what they called it.
Fart. Bro, shut up.
What?
What?
Because he used to always say that. Fart. And I used to be like, why you said it like that?
Why was y'all talking about where he had to say fart? What the fuck was y'all talking about? The way he had to say fuck. Just out of curiosity.
I think somebody farted. So maybe me or him. I don't know.
You fought it? That's what he said? Fought. Okay.
Did you fight? That's what he used to say. I'd be like, no, it's the wind.
All right. Sex language number four. Patience. Slow it down. Take your time. And a lot of time are some of the mantras in the patience of sex language. This person enjoys massages, gentleness before, during, or after sex. Now, I like this.
Patience?
Yeah, it's like, take your time.
Yeah, I don't like quick sex. I mean, sometimes, depending on the environment. But what?
I didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
Because we already talked about, you know, I have sex in different environments. So, depending on the environment, it could be quick.
Yeah.
But if we at home in the bed, like, it needs to be slow.
Yeah. Like, some niggas sensual. Just want to get in and... I feel like...
Niggas be freaky.
No, they don't be freaky a lot of times. They just be horny. There's a difference. Like, niggas be horny. So, I feel like a lot of times, it's hard for men to take their time. Mm. And, like, women, we love for our body to be appreciated, too. So, it's just like, you know, rub us down a little bit. Like, we putting y'all on a lot of game now.
Rub I like to be rubbed down.
Rub your woman down, you know what I'm saying? Kiss her a little bit. Kiss her from my neck, you know, on her back. All that stuff. So, I'm with patience. I like patience because the buildup.
Yeah, the buildup is way better.
Somebody said we got 18 minutes, bitch.
Niggas was shook.
18 minutes?
Niggas was shook when she said 18 minutes.
Me!
No, you were shook too.
I was shook too.
I feel like that's normal.
But like I said, but I feel like if you
18 minutes, yeah, 15 minutes.
But if you add a massage in there.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's so many different things that you could do during foreplay. I think people be automatically just always thinking of foreplay is kissing, eating pussy, sucking dick. And that's it.
And
it's that's what you do. So
who laughs?
That's what you do during foreplay. I feel like it's so many different other things though that you can do during foreplay other than those specific three things.
Right.
You know? But I think that's what people's minds always go to. And that's why when the topic of time limits come up, people are like, oh hell nah, I ain't eating pussy for 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. I ain't sucking dick for 18 minutes. That's not the only thing you could do during foreplay though.
Right. And you know what we're gonna talk about next episode? We're gonna talk about the pressure points on the body that are sexual but not in your, you know, in your vagina.
Erogenous zone.
Right.
Well, so I mean, I guess it's still an erogenous
zone. I mean, yeah, but like a lot of pressure points in your body that like turn you on are not necessarily, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sexual. So
I know what you mean.
So sex language number five, acceptance and celebration.
The person who has an acceptance celebration sex language wants to know you accept and celebrate all of who they are. During every phase of sex, they want you to appreciate all they are to you, not just their body or sexually. Being valued makes sex more satisfying for this person. I think that's what Pootie Tang was. That was his sex language. What? Acceptance.
I wasn't accepting that shit.
He wanted you to. He wanted you to accept who he was and what he likes and not kink shame him.
No, I'm kink shaming him. Okay.
But
so,
that's a, you know.
I'll say this about acceptance and celebration. I feel like this is when you talk during sex. Like you say, oh, this did good. It feel good. I like
you think that's
this
what
shit.
It is? Celebration.
Yeah, it's celebration. Let them know that you're doing a good job. Afterwards, you give him a high five. Nigga, you did that shit. You beat that shit up. You was tearing that up.
I definitely done dabbed a nigga up after sex. I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, my nigga. What's good? Five.
That shit was crazy.
I don't know about you. I'm about to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I like acceptance. I mean,
we
like
ordering wings.
That's what I'm saying. But women like that too. Like, you know, when a man is fucking you, you like to hear that, you know, my pussy good, shit like that. You know, that this some good pussy. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like you have to say that. It's like words of affirmation, mm-hmm. which is one of the regular right. love languages. But I feel like it's also a sex language as well. Like, you have to tell people. Well, no, we talked about that.
Well, no,
I don't think you need to really just be like, "Oh, I'm so glad you paid that light bill." Not nothing.
Yeah,
like
not nothing like that.
But you know, just telling a nigga that dick was fire.
Right. It should stay
light. Sexual. Something light.
Right. It should stay sexual and light.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean like, "Oh my God, thank you, baby, for cooking the eggs this morning." You a good man.
Yeah.
You a good man. It don't need to be deserve nothing. To be praised.
Right. That's too much.
We're keeping it sexual.
I definitely feel like, you know, you need to talk. I don't know how people have quiet sex. That's concerning to me.
It ain't that concerning
because I wouldn't be there.
I mean, you have to have quiet sex when you're in certain places like you are. Like, you can't. Okay, never mind. All right. So now we're going to get
into.
Wait, first. Oh. Let us know what y'all's sex languages are. I'm actually interested to know. And if you've ever known about this and talked about it with your partner, I'm actually interested because I've never heard about the sex languages. I didn't know it was a thing. Okay, so now we're going to get into the bop.
Hey, the bop.
Bow.
The bop. Bow. 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 Bow.
You want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so my bop of the week.
Because it looks like you itching to go first.
No, I was just get it out the way because, you know, I'll be talking a lot. my bop of the week is actually, I switched it at the last minute, it's actually by our good friend RL.
Shout out to RL.
He had a song. He has a song called Time. It's featuring him. The artist is AA. But on the song, it's pretty much like him singing. Y'all.
Now, y'all know RL got that voice.
It's such a smooth song. He literally, God touched them vocals. Mm-hmm. Like, God was like, Beyonce, Adele.
RL.
Christina Aguilera. Lex.
Are you better? I knew you was about to say that dumbass shit.
Lex.
I knew you was about
Aretha,
to fucking say that.
Tina. Lex. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I was with you until you said Lex.
But yes.
Continue.
Voice. It's like butter.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Butter love.
That's why he was talking about his voice too. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's a really, really good song. It's by AA and it's with two A's. Featuring RL and it's called Time. And like I said, RL's voice is so beautiful. And
it
I feel
is.
Like if you like that old school, like good music, like that's the vibes that it gives, like that real R&B sound. It's an amazing song. And like I said, I love his voice. Cause honestly, when he came on the show and he sang, I was like, ooh, I hope his voice don't crack. Cause when he talks, his voice is really deep and raspy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, is you gonna be able to sing? Cause I'm about to tear that up now. And baby, when he
I don't think RL was worried at all about you tearing it up.
He wasn't. Because when he started singing, I said, hold on, nigga, this my show. Because he did what he came
we
to do.
We had very few people on the show that I think Lex was shook when they started singing. And that was obviously one of them.
I said, hold on, nigga.
And then, of course, me.
But yes, RL, AA, featuring RL, Time. It's an amazing song. It's beautiful. Shout out to RL. Beautiful voice. He still got it. Still got it.
Period. Okay, so my bop, we about to take it a little, you know.
We about to twerk.
We about to twerk.
Oh, Lord.
My bop is Too Easy by Gunna Wanna and Future.
It's still growing on me.
I like it.
You like it?
Yes.
I gotta listen to it a little more.
I was listening to it in the car on the way here. I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's
I feel
Gunna
like
Gunna and Lil Weezy. This shit too easy.
Gunna still hasn't topped Mistress.
Because it's too easy.
For me. I love Gunna.
Mistress.
That was a song.
How did that go?
Like, got me a real mistress.
Oh, that was your song.
He still ain't topped that song for me. But he has a lot of good music.
Gunna done had some bops.
He done had some bops. Well, I'm saying Mistress is still my favorite song. But I listen to Too Easy by Future and Gunna, and it just has to grow on me. I'm not quite there with it
yet. I mean, that's understandable because I feel like, you know, it's a lot of songs that come out and stuff and you hear them the very first time and then they have to grow on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. that happens all the time to all of us. It was actually like, I think I had talked about Meek album mm-hmm. like a few weeks ago right. and I actually like a few more songs now. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's what it is. Sometimes stuff has to grow on you.
All right. So, now we're getting to our favorite segment, the Pour Your Heart Out segment. If you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpourminds@gmail.com. And y'all make sure y'all switch it up a little bit. You know, get some interesting questions in there, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're a Patreon member, make sure you put that you're a Patreon member in the subject so you can skip the line.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Poor Minds listeners get 10% off of their first month at BetterHelp.com/PoorMinds.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And y'all know we're here to tell y'all about BetterHelp.
Oh, we love BetterHelp. Yeah, so, we talk about BetterHelp so much. I always have my counseling sessions every single week. I don't miss a week with my counselor, Tiffany.
So if you've been feeling like, ooh, I want to try therapy, but I'm not sure, you're mm-hmm. kind of on the bridge about it, this is a perfect program for you. You do it from the comfort of your own home. You get to pick the exactly type of counselor that you want. If you don't like that counselor, they let you change it. Everything is super, super easy.
And it's more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available.
Mm-hmm. We actually have a patient review.
We do have a patient review.
It says, Nancy has been fantastic with me, and I would recommend her to anyone. Great listener, engaged in discussion, and authentically invested in helping me. She's been great. And that review was by a BetterHelp listener with issues concerning family conflicts, eating disorders, coping with life changes, and compassion fatigue. So whatever you have going on, BetterHelp is going to help you out.
Yeah, so make sure you visit BetterHelp.com/PoorMinds. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
Get the line. All right.
Okay.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Yes.
You want me?
No. Because you always trying to get the short question.
I can read
Hey, ladies. I'm one of your male listeners. I recently hooked up with an ex of mine at the cabin in the mountains. Mm-hmm. We had sex in the hot tub, and for her, it was amazing and the best part of the weekend. I thought it was okay, but I definitely had friction burn on my dick since she was riding me the whole time. My question to you is, do y'all enjoy hot tub / pool sex?
No.
Terrible.
I don't. Honestly, I don't even really like shower sex.
Having sex in water is the ultimate no-no.
Yeah. I mean, shower sex is cool and it's not so bad because the water is trickling.
Yeah.
But like sitting in water fucking, that ain't really...
You washing away all the juices.
Not my idea of a good time, hun. And then when you in a pool, it's chlorine in there. That shit getting all up in your pussy. Like, I don't like that.
And I'm like... She said that it was amazing, but she probably lying because
She probably ain't lying. It probably was amazing to her.
I don't know. I've never had sex in the water. It was amazing. I've done it twice because after that second time, I'm like, no.
I have had sex in water and it was good. It's just not a preference of mine. Yeah. Like, it's not something that I'm just going to ideally want to do.
I've had sex in bathtubs
and stuff like that.
We know.
How you know? I told you about it.
All right. So, no, we don't enjoy hot tub pool sex. I feel like sex in the water is a no-no for me personally.
Not friction burn. It sounds more like that pussy was dry.
Yeah, that too.
Because I ain't never had a nigga be like, oh, it burned.
I think that you should
let it burn. Okay. It might not be friction burn. It might.
I ain't want to say it.
Be another burn.
Make sure you just go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
Question two. Hello, Lex and Drea. I don't want to make this long, but I do want to say you guys are both gorgeous. And Drea, you really put on for us brown skin, darker skin women. Like, I'm not a chocolate queen. I live in a smaller city and have not crossed any real BDBs. A few months ago, this man added me on Facebook. I accepted because we had a few mutual friends from the area. Side note, my friends and I did a little digging on him and verify he's legit. He's definitely very successful. He's an older white man, but damn, he's fine.
He sent me a message about a month ago just saying hi. It was very bland and it did not get far in conversation. The other day, he messaged me regarding a picture I posted complimenting me. He then said I should come over to his place to hang out. This was definitely a red flag as I just don't go to anyone's house, especially not no white man I never met. I responded to his message complimenting me, but I ignored the last message of him asking me to come over. Can you guys give me advice on how to handle this situation? Should I just ignore him altogether since common sense is telling me what his intentions are? Is there any way to make someone you've never even met into a BDB situation?
I feel like when a man messages me and asks me to come over, that's your opportunity if you still want to talk to him. Because like I said, men gonna try to do the bare minimum if you let them. Who wants to work for pussy? Nobody. You know what I'm saying?
And he's so much pussy, you ain't got
to
work for.
That's what I'm saying. So if he is a BDB, obviously he's probably just used to women wanting to come over. But that's your opportunity right there to let him know what your expectations are. No, I don't want to come to your house, but if you would like to take me to dinner, we can go do that. Mm-hmm. Let him know, like, I'm not that bitch that's just going to come over to your house the first time we hanging out, Netflix and chill. This man is older and he white. He know better. And honestly, I hate to say this, but you do got to watch out for them older white men, because sometimes it be a fetish thing. Like, they just like fucking
I think
black
you
got to
watch out for white men, period.
Yeah, like sometimes it be like a fetish thing. So you need to let it be known straight up in the, hey, you want to hang out with me? We going to have to go to dinner. We going to have to do something. Like, let him know, like, you got to spend... Do something. Why would I come hang out with you at your house for the first time?
I think you absolutely just should set the boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, y'all need to go on dates. Y'all, you want to do some activities. You want to get out the house. You ain't trying to be all up in his crib.
Right.
And just let that be known. And if he cool with that, then cool. Then I would go on a date with him. But then if he not, okay, well, you already know what he was about. So. Right.
Yeah, that's an easy situation.
That's an easy situation for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 3. I'm dealing with one of my coworkers and I'm falling for him when I shouldn't be. The first reason I shouldn't be is because I recently just got out of a relationship with one of our old coworkers who no longer works there, but now it's awkward because I don't want to seem like I get around at the job. Indeed. The second reason is because he claims he's single, but he just recently had a baby. So I know he's still dealing with his baby mama. We're still young, in our mid-20s. Should we just say fuck it and have fun with life, or just not deal with each other? Why did you do that?
Because I just remember that work life. Niggas be working 50 hours a week. You be with that nigga all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think if you date a second person at your job, I mean, I would say it depends on how big or small the company is. But, oh, well, fuck them people. When one thing about me, when I worked in the corporate America world, I didn't give a fuck about what them people thought about me. I used to do whatever the fuck I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Now, I did end up getting laid off. So I don't know if you should take my advice, but I got a severance package. So, you know,
well,
maybe if she get one, then she could go pursue something else. I don't know. But all I'm saying is fuck them people. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck. If you want to date the dude and you like him, I would date him. I would not date him just because he works at my job and I dated somebody else at the job who no longer even work at the job. Like, who cares?
Well, I'll say this, like, being in your 30s, when you think about shit that was going on in your mid-20s or your early 20s, that shit don't even matter no more.
Yeah, for me, it's like being 30. I just think about all the time and stuff that I cared about and time I wasted that, and the shit really don't fucking really matter.
Right.
You know? Like, that's the type of shit I think me as my younger self, like in my early 20s, I probably would have cared about some shit like that too. But it's like, that shit don't matter.
It don't matter. Like, y'all probably gonna have a good time, enjoy each other. So have fun while you can. Like, do what you want to do, girl. Just have fun. Because who cares? As long as y'all keep y'all coworkers out y'all business, though.
That's the main thing. Because it's like, how people going to know y'all fucking with each other unless y'all tell them? Unless y'all be fucking at the cubicles holding hands and shit.
Not at the cubicles.
I'm just saying. How people going to know y'all fucking with each other?
I'm deep. See, I used to work at a restaurant. Me and my nigga used to be kissing in a deep freezer.
You never worked in an office?
Next to the pot stickers. Did you? I used to work at TGI Fridays, baby. Them potato skins, we used to be getting right between the potato skins and the pot stickers. It was going down. It definitely
I'm so
was.
Glad that you have made it to this point in life. Because that sounds rough.
He knows what's up. You remember? He probably still watches.
He probably still worked there.
He probably do. Knowing me with my past.
You never worked at a corporate office? I thought you did. Yes, I did.
I definitely had a corporate
job. You ain't
job.
Had no corporate boo?
No, them niggas. I mean, I had a man that was like definitely used to always hit on me. And it's so crazy because he used to always hit on me and say little stuff. And this was around the time we had started the podcast. And he was like, man, let's go for a drink. Let's go for happy hour. But I knew he was married. I was just like, no, like, I'm cool. Because he used to listen to the podcast. So the first time he listened to it, he was like, oh, yeah. Show your break. I'm about to fuck. Like, I know he was like, yeah. He used to come in the morning. I swear to God, I listened to your podcast last night. Wind Down Wednesday lit. And I used to be like... And it's like the building I worked in, he didn't actually work for the company I worked for. He was renting out an office because I used to work at Regis.
Right.
So they rent out office spaces. So it's not like who I'm going to tell? He worked for himself. And he was like, yeah, I'm a BDB. I heard what y'all know about. I'm a BDB. He was super corny.
I never fucked with nobody that I worked with in like my little corporate jobs or whatever. Like yeah. I did have a dude who used to flirt with me all the time too.
And but I used to flirt.
But I used to flirt back so I could put my work off on him.
I'm dead. But yeah, he definitely used to flirt with me. But
get him to do my files and shit.
It was crazy because later on it came out that he started fucking one of my coworkers. He was just trying to get anybody. He was tired.
She wasn't cute.
I mean, she was cool. It wasn't
she
about
wasn't
that,
cute,
but he was just.
She said, I mean, she was. Cool.
I'm just saying.
One thing about Lex, let me tell y'all something. Whenever she don't want to call nobody ugly, but she want to still try to be nice, she be like, I mean, they was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. I mean, she wasn't ugly. When my voice get high, I'm lying like a motherfucker. All right, question number 4. Dear Lex and Drea, I've been a longtime listener, and I'm proud of the success and recognition you are both now receiving for your hard work. I've been in a relationship for 8 long and draining years now. My crazy self let my boyfriend talk me into using my car June of 2020 until he got one of his own. It turned into a ghetto situation of him dropping me off and picking me up from my own job and him not paying a single dime up for my car note or insurance. I let him talk me into renting a car from Enterprise one day because I needed a car, and he wrecked the car and racked up $3,500 on my credit that he says he is going to pay and still hasn't. Damn. My stupid ass has turned around and got a phone taken out in my name. While on the way to the store, he's like, I'm not going to play with other people's credit. I'm going to pay my bill. He goes in and gets the newest iPhone, then turns around and gets an iPad with the most expensive plan. And stop paying the bill. So now $1,700 is going on my credit for an unpaid bill. I know I did some dumb shit, but I'm 25 and I've always maintained my credit, a nice job, car, and my own crib. And I've let a nigga come into my life and damn near ruin it. Would you ever trust someone else with your credit? And should I just pay the debt so it doesn't hurt me financially? Or should I break up with him because he clearly doesn't give a damn about me and he's trying to break me down?
Girl, so number one, it's giving a vet in Jody. That's number one. Number
He's
two.
He's just a baby boy.
He not the real McCoy.
He so ain't. You stressing me out. These ain't even my bills.
So, definitely break up with that nigga. Definitely.
He's using you
and clearly he does not give a fuck about you and what you have going on. And you said, would you ever trust someone else with your credit? Bitch, I would never trust no one, period, with my credit.
You need
nobody.
Credit for everything.
You need credit for everything. I would never trust anybody with my credit.
You literally need credit for everything.
If I fuck my credit up, that's on me, but I'm not about to let you fuck it up. You know what I mean? So it's like you spent all this time building up your credit, trying to get your shit together so that you can have a good life. And you let this nigga come in your life and run up by
$6,000.
About $6,000 worth of shit on your credit. And now you the one that stuck paying that shit back because that shit on your credit.
That's on
if
you.
If he really continues to be a fuck nigga and he decides, oh, I'm not going to pay that shit back, it ain't shit you could do because, bitch, that's on you.
Right.
That's not on him. He could go on about his life, go on about his business with his new iPad and iPhone.
Honestly, he's 9 times out of 10, he not going to pay that shit back. So you just need to break up with him, block him, take your L, pay your shit back, and get your credit
get
back.
Get your
right.
shit back together, girl.
Let that shit go.
Or go, you know.
You know that's not in our ministry. You knew what the hell we was going to say, goddammit.
go find you a new dude too. Mm-hmm. You know, because you might meet a dude who might help you pay that off. But in the meantime, you need to start paying it off yourself, because it don't seem like he gonna do what he needs to do. Because, girl, he ain't even got no car.
Don't have shit.
He don't have nothing. He was using your car, and then he needed a rental car. Now he needed the rental car, and then he wrecked the rental
car. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're 25. You're doing well for yourself. You said you had a nice job and good credit, and you let him ruin that. Cut that off. Because when you turn 30, you're going to be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, so get that shit together now so you don't got to worry about it later,
champ. Absolutely.
So, yes, make sure if you want your questions answered on the show, you email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. Look at us finishing each other's sentences. I'm dead. Not my friend.
Don't we always do that without knowing? I was watching something of us the other day, and we had said something. We always do that. I think we don't really peep it. We don't really peep it.
You know why?
Why?
Ow. Ow, that hurt?
No, it's my arm. I injured myself earlier.
Not the workout queen. But anyways.
My boo-boo.
Ooh.
It's so ugly.
This song... It's because we always finish each other's.
Okay, Tahir said what happened.
Oh, okay. Tell the story real quick.
I was running through the house like a Tomb Raider, and I slipped on the towel, and then I tried to catch myself on the wall, and my arm slid on the wall, and I think it like carpet burn, but like wall burn.
I've never heard of wall burn.
Yeah, it was drywall burn. So it burned my
arm. Isn't that somebody named Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg.
Oh. My bad. I said, who left?
So I slid down the wall trying to catch myself, and then it was like a burn at first, but I didn't know it was going to end up like this, but it's ugly.
It's
all right.
It's going to heal. We're
going to put a little cocoa butter on it. It's going to be all right.
It's going to be straight. It's going to be straight.
Shape butter, baby.
I know that's right. Period. Shout out to Ari. I want to sing this song.
That shit hurt, though, when I hit it. I ain't going to lie.
We always finish each other's sentences. Mm-hmm. And you know why? You know why?
Who are you going to be? You ain't even tell
me. You know who I'm going to be.
I don't. Let me drink the rest of my wine. Hold on. Brief intermission.
While she finish her wine, I'm going to start.
There's always that one person who will always have your heart. Ooh. You never see it coming because you're blinded from the start. Know that you're the one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Oh, baby. Ow.
Oh, hit it, Drea.
I don't know about y'all, but I know about us, Cinda. Ooh. It's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us, Cinda. Ooh. It's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name. Girl, I was there, and you were my baby.
It started when we were younger, you were mine.
My boo.
Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
My boo.
Even though we used to argue, it's all right.
My boo.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be
my boo.
You was actually supposed to sing that part. And that's all right. The second part.
We're going to fast forward.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember, boy. Huh. As after we kissed, I could only think about your lips. Ooh. Yes, I remember, boy. The moment I knew you were the one I could spend my life with.
Yes.
Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, I was there.
And you were my baby. It started when we were younger. You were mine.
My boo.
Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
My boo.
Even though we used to argue, it's alright.
My boo.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be my boo.
Oh, my oh, my oh, my oh.
My boo.
My oh, my oh, my oh, my oh.
My boo.
It's the harmony for me.
Hey.
We on on to something. Ooh. I'm fucking shook, bitch.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, I know. I know. I love when I catch you off guard like that.
I knew when you hit that soft O. I got
you here. You got to.
I don't know about y'all, but I know about us.
And it's the only way we know how to rock.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye, y'all. Not you hitting it. I should know when you went with that soft O.
What I do?
You said my oh. You was trying to catch your breath. You said my oh, my boo. I said
what I do? My oh, my boo.
I said
baby, you don't want no smoke, bitch.